Good morning, everyone. Please be seated for our announce this morning. We have a whole pink post-it note full. First off, congratulations and gold stars to everyone who is here for the 10 o'clock service. You made it on time. You're in the right place, in the right spot, so very well done. Also, gold star to the traditionally 8:30 crowd. I came here early to have the doors open just in case anyone showed up early, and no one did, so gold stars for them. There will be no gold stars for people who walk through those doors in about half an hour. But welcome. We've got tons going on in the church as we barrel right into summer. First thing I'd like to do is give a huge thank you to all the volunteers and everyone involved in gathering on the green. It was a wonderful day yesterday with lots of people coming by. Crafts were made. Stained glass windows were colored by me for about 2 hours. I was looking at people's shirts all the time to make sure I got the colors right. I did a great job, by the way. It's on my fridge. So thank you for gathering on the green. This month is our soft opening of the nursery school. So if you have littles not ready for Sunday school yet, in the old chapel, we've got people staffing and being able to look after the young ones of the congregation, which is going to be a huge thing for us going forward. So that's great. On Friday was games night. Once again, incredibly, incredibly successful. We had a good number of people came out. Beth and David brought some friends of theirs, which was wonderful to see. There was a young woman from the community who's been trying to make connections with people for the past year and a half, and I think did pretty well in Crib War. Bet did not do very well in Crib War. She has sworn never to bring that game again, so we'll see. But it was a wonderful time. With that, we've got a couple of announcements, so I'll ask Carolyn to start making her way up while I'm talking. I was writing them so quickly, I missed a number of things. BCP service is on Wednesday at 10 o'clock, so if you like the BCP or need more church in your week, you can come to that. Carolyn, why don't I hand it over to you?
Good morning. Welcome to our first together service. The weatherman could have cooperated a little bit better for us, but glad to see everyone. I'm here because I'm looking for some wonderful volunteers. Over many years, we've had a number of committees who have done a lot of things for us. Sarah Mills and I, as you know, have done a lot of hospitality with funerals and things, but old age has crept up and we're not quite as capable as we used to be. But we want to still see some support from our parishioners at a time of bereavement. And so although the food and things will be catered, we would like to make sure that we're here to get tables set up, put out the tablecloths, make coffee, get juice, that kind of thing, if people would like us to. I'm going to set up some monthly volunteers. So it's one of those things that when there's a funeral, it's always a last minute thing. Sometimes there's a rental in the church, so we can't set up. Like on Friday, we had a big funeral. We couldn't set up till 11:30. So I needed some wonderful volunteers who came at 11:30, set up the tables. Sarah and I were here to put out the tablecloths and just be here if anything was needed. And so my premise is to make up about four teams, and you would be on for a month at a time. And unfortunately, as you know, funerals are something we never get to plan. So it could be a last minute thing. And if your team's on in January and there's three funerals, you're on for that month. And then the next team would do the next month. So I'll be in the parish hall. I know some of you have already given your names to Rebecca, and I will be in touch with all of you at some point. But I just thought the parish hall was a good place for me to get some emails from you if you can, and to know that you're available, especially some men that can set up tables for us. That would be wonderful. So looking forward to not having to put you to work too often. But as I say, unfortunately, funerals are something that we want to strongly support everyone at that time of need. And so I hope that you'll be able to help us. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, John's making his way up. I have another announcement. Apparently, there's been some emails from me, who is not exactly me, going out asking for gift cards. So I will never ask you for gift cards. The only thing I will send you emails asking for is single malt scotch. So if you get emails asking for gift cards or asking for monies, especially things that say, I'm busy and I can't talk, just email me. Please don't. I'm not going to be coming asking you for money unless it's far more official than that.
Well, segue from funerals to something a little lighter. So Sunday the 23rd is our family parish picnic. It's usually potluck, so we will provide the burgers and the dogs and the meat part of it. But if you could grab your grandmother's old cookbook and dig out those great church picnic recipes, we're looking for salads, side dishes, appetizers, and desserts. Okay? And you just bring them into the hall before the service. We will refrigerate them and take care of them, and we will serve them. It's going to be after the service, a lunch. It's always a great time. I will need a few volunteers to set up tables and receive stuff, so please let me know if you're willing to help. But it's going to be a great day, so please come. Okay?
I've just decided I'm going to invent self-setting up tables. I'll be rich.
Hi, everyone. If you don't know me, my name is Paul Grambo, and I am not only in the choir here, but I'm also the artistic director of London Pro Musica Choir. I am very happy to let you know that our final concert of the season is coming up this coming Saturday night, right here. And what it is Karl Orff's wonderful work, Carmina Burana. And if you, I don't know what that is. Yes, you do. You've all heard the first and last movements of it called O Fortuna. It is going to be a spectacular, spectacular night. We'll have two grand pianos set up there. We'll have a children's choir. We'll have three soloists. This area will be full of percussion. It will be a resounding noise that we make on Saturday night. So there are no fewer than 10 people from our choir that are in Pro Musica Choir, most of which probably have tickets here this morning. So if you circle over to one of those people who are waving their hands right now, look at all those people, then I'm sure you can grab yourself a ticket for Saturday at 7:30. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
Well, this is a happening parish, isn't it? But at the center of what we do when we gather is worship God. And so let's take a moment and prepare ourselves to enter into worship this morning. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open. And let us pray. Lord, God of the nations, you have revealed your will to all people and promised us your saving help. May we hear and do what you command, that the darkness may be overcome by the power of your light, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter or your male or female servant, or your ox, or your donkey, or any of your livestock, or the resident alien in your towns, so that your male and female slave may rest as well as you. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
than when I stand. Your hand is upon me, protecting me from harm, keeping me from harm.
O Lord, I know in my need, standing always at my side. You
from your love. If I climb to the heavens, you are there. If I fly to the sunrise or sail beyond the sea, still I'd find you
to me are your works. How profound are your thoughts, my Lord. Even if I could count them, they number as the stars, you would still be
be with you.
And also with you.
This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One Sabbath, Jesus and his disciples were going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, the disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing that which is not lawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? They entered the house of God when Abiathar was the high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priests to eat. and he gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for humankind, and not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." Again he entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come forward." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save a life or to kill?" But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at the hardness of heart and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia,
alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So, do you want to know how to make a room full of Anglicans very angry? I'll show you. Yeah. How many of you know that I just put out the wrong candle? We've got one over there. Yes, there is a tradition in the Anglican Church that this candle is known as the Gospel candle, and this candle is known as the Epistle candle. And the Gospel candle shall never do what it's doing now, burning all by itself. As if the Gospel can't stand on its own merit. I don't know. But that is the rule and the tradition. I'm sure that someone has put out candles in the wrong order and been chastised and scolded for it at some point, maybe felt about this big. If you'd like to do that to me, go ahead. Oh no, we could turn. There we go. It's funny how many rules we find ourselves having in the church. In fact, to talk about this service, I thought I'd get out my book of church rules and how to actually preside at the liturgy. Here's some of it. Here's some more of it. So this book is all about how to pray morning and evening and the right prayers to use for each individual day. This book is about the prayers that you don't have to use very regularly, but it has some really fun ones in there, like how to bless holy water and how to exorcise salt for the casting forth and putting flight of demons. Great fun. This is a commentary on those books. This is a commentary on the books that are in front of you. This is the old version of the books that were in front of you and has so much in it that's ridiculous. This is the book which has all of the rules on which robes you should wear if you were Roman Catholic. This is the one if you're Anglican. This is the one for the modern updated version of the Anglican services. And this one is a dictionary for all of the terms in it that you might need to know for the rest of those books. We like our rules, don't we? Our rules are very important, and there's a sort of sense of doing it right. Now, I love the liturgy. I love the service. I love the way that we worship God together, and I think that these little rules actually help me to be present and to be focused in how we do things together. But so often, the rules can be used as a weapon. The rules can be used as harm and to bring people down, that they're not doing it the right way. I remember when I had one of my first students who I was teaching how to preside at the Eucharist. I was trying to teach them everything. I was trying to be the fire hydrant that would just dump knowledge into them and that they could take as much as I could possibly teach them all in one go. From how you pinch your fingers together during the Eucharistic prayer so that you don't lose any crumbs of the host, which is why if you watch carefully as I give communion, I'm always holding my hands like this until I wash them in the chalice. There are so many little rules. And as I was pouring all of the things, when do you bow? When do you genuflect? When do you cross yourself? Is this the right position or is this the right position? Because there's treaties on those books that tell you which one that is. As I was trying to share all of this, it became very clear to me that what I was missing was trying to teach them that when you're presiding at the Eucharist, the most important part isn't how you held your hands. It isn't if you say it in the right order. It's that you pray these prayers. So often in our life together, we figure out rules about how we behave, how we do things. We set up a set of norms and expectations, and then when people violate them or do things in a different way that we wouldn't like, we come down hard on them because it's not the way we would do it. It's not the way we would want it. It's not the way that it's done properly. But in our gospel lesson today, Jesus brings back the point that the first and the great commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and with all your mind. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. Does it matter if I accidentally let my fingers go during the prayers or put out the wrong candle first? Probably not. I don't see how that impacts loving our neighbors as ourselves. At the heart of what we do, our rituals, our traditions, are here to enhance in us a spirit of love, compassion, and connection. Connection to each other and connection to the divine amongst us, God with us. The rules matter because it gives us a common game to play. But really, the foundation of all of it should be love, should be compassion, should be forgiveness. In C.S. Lewis's Conversations of the Screwtape Letters, a fantastic book if you haven't read it, at one point, one of the characters in it says, if the congregation actually saw the spirituality that they were involved in, even your most staunch Protestant would be crossing themselves to make sure that somebody else didn't stumble. And even the most Anglo-Catholic, genuflecting Anglican of the bunch would strum a guitar if it helped someone else worship. At the heart of what we do has to be love. We can't get so caught up in the rules that we forget about what the rules are for, bringing us closer to God, so that the laws of God aren't written in any one of those books, but rather in our hearts, that we may live the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, a God who, for all intents and purposes, should be up in heaven ruling the world, but instead came to earth to teach us, to love us, and to give up his life for us on the cross. Our rules matter, but only if we engage in them in a way that brings us closer to God. If the rules become God themselves, then we've missed something. And so as we enter into the season of summer where things are going slower and there's lots to do outside, let us carry the laws of God, the rules of God on our hearts, that we may show love to those who do not believe that they're lovable, that we may show grace to those who do not deserve it, that we may show forgiveness even to those who have hurt us so badly. Let us show the world what the rules are for, building each other up, drawing closer to God, and knowing that we and all are loved. Amen. I'd invite the congregation to stand. And let us confess our faith, the faith of our baptism, as we say, I believe in God, the Father. Position of prayer.
Lord of the Sabbath, your holiness bids us be still and adore. As we marvel at all you have made, may your church display your life and love. Make us trusted advocates of your word. We will wait for the Lord.
Our hope is in your word.
Lord of the Sabbath, you set slaves free. Raise up prophets to speak out for dignity and respect. Disturb the complacent and open the eyes of all to your freedom. We will wait for the Lord.
Our hope is in your word.
Lord of the Sabbath, your compassion allows the hungry to be fed. Challenge the hardness of our hearts when rules are blind to suffering and oppression. Give charity to open doors to your love and redemption. We will wait for the Lord.
Our hope is in your word.
Lord of the Sabbath, you bring healing and release from all that would lock us in despair. Reach out in your mercy to all who call upon you. Anoint and cheer troubled minds with the abundance of your grace. Today we pray especially for Anna, Robert, Catherine, Dawn, Eunice, Ashley, Trent, Sylvia, Gavin, Ray, and Peter. We will wait for the Lord. Lord of the Sabbath, you bring light and life to shine out of the darkness. Remember for good all who have died. In Christ, bring us to share in the glory of your kingdom. We will wait for the Lord.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to his table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. After his death and resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples and said, "My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Let us share Christ's peace with one another." The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Oh, peace.
Peace.
Let us pray. Eternal God, receive all that we offer you this day. Give us the wisdom of obedience and help us to do your holy and life-giving will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this first day of the week overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. In our unending joy, we echo on earth the song of the angels in heaven, as we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Give thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to me the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen. And now, as our Savior taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
I am the bread of life, says the Lord. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never thirst.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who trust in him.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Let us pray. Eternal God, you have fed us at the table of your grace. Deliver us from all spiritual pride and give us a quiet confidence in your mercy. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And we say together, please stand. Glory to God, whose power
is working in us to do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.